the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The gospel of Jesus Christ, it really is an outrageous gospel. Jesus Christ is a subversive Savior. This morning on the Sabbath, in a synagogue, in front of the Pharisees who despise him, Jesus dares to heal a woman who has suffered for 18 years. To his enemies, this is all kinds of wrong. It's scandalous. Jesus is supposed to know better. You don't work on the Sabbath, they say. If you want to heal this woman, you have 6 other days to choose from. Stop breaking the rules. But Christ, we know, is the opposite of stoppable. His love is a scandal. And more than that, his love is a threat to business as usual. More than that, Christ remains subversive even now. I would say especially now and especially here. You may not feel like a dissident, but you are. Our worship may not feel like an insurrection, but it is. We celebrate this morning just as we celebrate every Lord's Day and every feast day. We celebrate the Eucharist. Eucharist, as we hear often, is a word in Greek that means thanksgiving. Our worship here is Eucharistic. We gather to give thanks to God. And we give thanks this morning just as we have been giving thanks all week long in the spirit of the holiday of Thanksgiving, celebrated just a few days ago. This just is the great Eucharistic season, the great season for being thankful. But brothers and sisters, as Christians, we do not give thanks in the way that the world gives thanks. This is where that revolution begins. We do not simply give thanks for what we like. To say thank you for only good things is basically to tell God that he's doing a good job and that we agree with him. Keep up the good work, Lord. Send more good stuff my way. But as Christians, we are called to be thankful for what is good, but also for what is a burden in life. We give thanks for our sufferings and for our crosses. The world doesn't like crosses. To the world, it would be good if every day was Black Friday. Black Friday is the best, says the world. A day off from work, cash in your pockets, all the flat screen TVs and Nerf guns you could possibly want. This is what we really crave. If every day were Black Friday, what a blessing it would be. A year of Black Fridays is a paradise we could easily get behind and be thankful for. But as Christians, we do not gather and give thanks for Black Friday. We gather and give thanks for Holy Friday. We are thankful for crosses, not for credit cards. Remember the bent woman, the one who suffers for 18 years. One thing we know for certain. On this day, on this Sabbath day, she does not expect to be healed. This is not why she is at the synagogue this morning. She is a faithful daughter of Abraham, as Jesus himself says. She knows that the Sabbath is a day of rest and that work should not be done. And this is so to honor the goodness and the holiness of God's work. She does not show up to church with a to-do list. She does not show up to agree with some of what God has done. She worships so that she might give thanks to God for all things, the easy and the difficult, for the good and for the bad. She doesn't want anything from God this day. She simply wants to be with God and to remember his faithfulness and his steadfast love. She knows why she is in church this morning. But do you and I, do we know why we are here this morning? Am I here to give thanks only for what I like and what I approve of? Are you here with a to-do list for God? Do you have a list of things for God to fix and to change around you, but not necessarily inside you? Oh Lord, help me to pay my bills and my mortgage. But for now, just ignore my really bad spending habits. Lord, change the mean people around me into nice people. But for now, ignore my pride and my self-importance. Lord, thank you for the big return on my investments. You are wise and loving for certain. Keep up the good work. Or am I here ready to give thanks also, not just for the good things, but also for the crosses in my life, for the sufferings I endure? Think for a moment of physical pain. Physical pain is no fun. The pain is a signal from the body that something is wrong. There is a wound somewhere that needs healing. Our doctors and nurses, they use pain to find these hidden problems and to bring back good health. And all pain works this way. Pain points to problems that need attention. Sometimes the pain is connected to our bodies, to broken bones, or to growing tumors. Sometimes the pain is connected to our minds and our moods. Sometimes joy is erased by panic or indifference. Sometimes reality is very hard to recognize. Sometimes the pain is connected to our souls. We feel alienated from God and from other people. We fail to love and we choose to hate. We fail to forgive and we choose instead to resent. But in all these cases, the pain is telling us that something is wrong and that a doctor is needed. Doctor. Pain reminds us that the shopping mall is useless when really what you need is a hospital. And for us, that is exactly what the church is. That is exactly what the church is. The church is not Amazon.com full of trinkets and doodads to make us feel special. The church is a hospital. Christ is the physician of our souls and bodies. The church is a place for people with wounds. This is a place for people who are still learning to love, who still struggle with pride and despair and greed. But the hospital does me no good if I am not willing to admit that I am sick, that I suffer, that I have pain that points to something hidden and deep in my soul that requires a savior. And the very first thing that we do, the very first step toward healing is to give thanks for all things that point us to Christ. For the good and the bad, for the crowns and the crosses, for the joys and for the sorrows. We give thanks to God even for our trials and our sufferings. Not because we are supposed to like pain, by no means. We give thanks because suffering reminds us that Christ alone is the one thing needed. Pain reminds us to place our hope in the one Savior who does not disappoint. And the good news at the center of the gospel this morning is that our God is a God of fantastic surprises. This morning in the gospel, the bent woman finds healing exactly when and where she least expects it. Whatever she thought healing might look like, she never imagined that it would look like that. Her healing defies the expectations. The Pharisees have a triple defense on Jesus there in the synagogue, but Jesus dunks on them anyway. He heals the woman. This morning, Christ does the same. He welcomes us, and he promises us the same thing. He promises us healing that surprises. We might think we know what we need, but for certain, God knows what we need. Jesus Christ is a scandalous Savior. His gospel is an outrageous gospel. Don't give thanks the way the world gives thanks. Give thanks as Christ gives thanks. Even on the eve of his crucifixion, on Holy Thursday, just hours before his betrayal on Holy Friday, Christ welcomes his disciples. He welcomes them to the upper room, and he gives thanks, even for the trials that lay ahead. He embraces his followers at the Last Supper, and he says to them in Luke's gospel, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." It is not Black Friday that he gives thanks for. He gives thanks for Holy Friday and for the chance to be with his followers, even though the day upcoming is tragic. Black Friday leads to Bleak Sunday, when you realize just how much you really spent and how little you really need. But Holy Friday leads to Pascha, when we realize just how much God spends on us and on how much we truly need it. As we pray at the end of liturgy through the cross, joy comes into all the world. Christ destroys death and guarantees a place for you and for me and for this whole world at the great table of celebration in the kingdom. And that kingdom opens for us even now at this Eucharistic liturgy. Give thanks for everything. Everything that brings you to this place, for the good and for the bad, for the joy and for the sorrow. Remember the dying words of St. John Chrysostom 1,700 years ago. Glory to God for all things. For all things point to Christ. And all crosses destroy death, and all crosses lead to life in the kingdom. Amen.